This is the Ghana Today Podcast Show, the only show that bridges the gap between knowledge and those supposed to acquire it. We talk politics, sports, music, trends, and some rants here and there. My name is Namir Sky, and I am your host.
Another week, another show, and this is the Ghana Today Podcast Show, and I am your host, Namir Sky. On today's episode, the issue is rather a question, and I ask, what are we doing wrong? What is our problem? Not to get too emotional, let's talk about what this episode entails. We are going to talk about the Premiership, the Ghana Premiership, the Champions League, and Ghana football. And also, we'll be talking about the Lil Nas X music video that is making noise all over. And on the rant, I'll be talking to you, and it's on a sad note that I bring you the rant this episode. 16-year-olds boys murder a 10-year-old, and this is what they say. They were going to use him for rituals. You are listening to the Ghana Today Show. So moving on, let's start with international football. Let's go with the big guns for now. Chelsea lost their game to West Brom by 5-2. Man City won 2-0 against Leicester. Arsenal lost to Liverpool by 3-0. Tottenham drew with Newcastle, and Man United 2-0. So on the league log, Man City are on top with 74 points, Man United 60, Leicester 56, Chelsea 51, Tottenham 49, Liverpool 49, and West Ham 49. On the local front, we have the Ghana Premier League taking off this weekend. And on the 2nd of April, Great Olympics beat Idiema by 1-0. 11 Wonders drew 1-1 with Asante Kotoko. Bechem United won against Liberty Professionals by 2-0. Dwarfs drew 1-1 with Inter Allies. Elimina Sharks won 1-0 against Ebusuna Dwarfs. Kerala United drew 1-1 with Ashanti Gold. King Faisal drew 0-0 with Wafa. Rekum Chelsea won 2-1 against Legon Cities. Asamoah's Legon Cities. And Hearts of Oak won 2-0 to Edouana Stars. On the league log, Great Olympics lead the pack by 33 points. Kerala 32, Hearts of Oak 30, Asante Kotoko 28. And later to come this week is the Champions League. Liverpool facing off Real Madrid. It's going to be a cracker. It's a revenge match for Liverpool. And we Liverpool fans, we are ready for this match. It's quite unfortunate, or rather unfortunate, that our two best players are not playing. Sergio Ramos is not playing, and Van Dijk obviously is not playing. But we hope they give us the match we all expect. And Liverpool comes out on top, qualifying for the next stage of the Champions League. You are listening to the Ghana Today Show. Okay, so on the entertainment segment, we talk Lil Nas X, who during the weekend or within last week dropped the music video which involved Satan himself. And Satan is real, we all know that, and heaven is also real. So if Lil Nas X thinks he is with Satan for now, then it is his own cup of tea, because I don't really care. Up till now, I've not even brought myself to watching the music video. It's not that I'm scared, no, it's far from that. I just don't want to add to the views or the clicks on YouTube. Because I think if it is a hype stunt, then it is a bad one. But if it's true from his heart, he should think and repent. God is real, the same way Satan is real. If you acknowledge that the devil is real, then you must know God is also real. And being gay, as he is saying, if that is what gay is, or if that is how gay people feel, then I don't think it is a right, it is a right thing, or it is right to be gay. Because if you think you are gay, and thinking you are gay means you are, you belong to the demon or something, then you have a big problem, and you have to watch out what you think you are and who you think you are. I don't want to talk much about his stunt, because I'll be adding to the noise that he wants. Okay, so this is the rant, and this is on a sad note. During the weekend, or within the week, a story broke out that two 16-year-olds murdered a 10-year-old for rituals. It's sad, and to the family of the bereaved, I say my condolence. But it is about time we address the big issue, our television, the media space. In recent times, ritualists have popped up. Bring this, I'll give you money. Bring this, I'll give you money. Disturbing everywhere. Disturbance is everywhere. You tune into this light channel and same thing. Bring this, I'll give you this. Ritualist all over the place. Secondly, you see our boys on social media flaunting about their houses and cars, the Benzos and the Range Rovers, calling themselves chairmen and all those stuffs. Chairman, show me the way. Chairman, show me the way. It's quite sad that our youth must. It's quite sad, because if you look at what is happening now, it is a clear reflection of what the society has become. We don't care about hard work, we only care about the end. It's all about money, power. We don't care about the means, how you got there, where you from, how hard you work to achieve what you achieve. No, it's about the means, the money, the moolah. If you get the money, you are good. That's everything, or the thing we talk about, which is bad. Why won't the youth think blood money is an escape from poverty when it's actually not? I think the problem stems from the fact that there is a morality gap between the generations, from the millennials, in fact from the generation X to Y and now Z. There's a morality gaps between that, and I call that liberalism or wokeness. Now, it's not about what is good for the group or the society. It's about what you want and what you want to do. It's not about anybody. It's all about me, which is a bad thing. It's a bad thing, and we need to stop that. We need to stop thinking like that. The world is not just for one person. No human is an island. You live with people, you have to conform to society, the rules, obey the rules of society. You can't just stand up and say, me, I want this, I want to be this, so I have to be this. By all means, you have to be you. No, that's not society, that's not love, that's not about you. It's Easter, and we had to hear this bad news about two kids trying to become rich by sacrificing their little brother. And in fact, the mother of the bereaved was saying something like, these two kids eat in her house. So are we grooming psychopaths? Don't go to church nowadays. Even Muslims hardly go attend the mosques or the Makalanta. It's quite sad that this generation, or from generation X, Y, Z, have not been proactive with morality. It's about you, and you. That's me, not everybody, which is a bad thing. We live in a society where everyone wants to be him. No one wants to ask the next person or the person next door, how you doing? Is what I'm doing worrying you or bothering you? Our kids are morally bankrupt. have no morals. The stories are gone. No year can parents tell their kids their stories anymore. This year, or whatever the case is, it's very bad. I think we should bring back certain things on TV, like by the fireside. There should be more details of morality than any other thing. It's tolerance. Becoming rich is not a shortcut. It entails hard work and perseverance, persistence. Then you just don't wake up overnight and be a rich person. All the rich people in the world are hardworking. You see, Elon Musk, Roy is money still working. Bill Gates is still working. Dangote is still working. But you, Kojo Menu, you want to wake up a billionaire cruising in your Benzo? It won't happen. Our lyrics, our musical lyrics, should also be curtailed. Some aspect of it, the pushing, the Benzo and the bling bling and the ISIS and whatnot, should be curtailed, scrutinized. Listen to music and say, make money, make money, I make money, make money. For what? Make money for what? There should be a purpose. Why are you making that money? To get out of poverty and to add to society, not to take away from it. There should be reasons why we do certain things. In fact, you can wake up one day and say, well, you don't want money again, and you give your reasons, and it will be rational. You just can't wake up and say, I have to get money at all cost, so I'm going to kill my brother. That wouldn't be fair to everyone in the society. Well, I'm sad, and I think we should do something about this thing, because these are our future leaders. These are the ones who take over from the elders, and these are what we are doing. It's sad, and we need to correct that. You are still listening to the Ghana Today Show. Okay, that's it for this episode of the Ghana Today Show. I thank all my listeners and those who are yet to find this podcast. I pray that you do so. And I hope everybody enjoyed their Easter celebrations. He has risen. The Lord has risen. I pray that any dead situation in everybody's life would be resurrected. It's bye for now until we meet on the next episode. This has been your host, Nyamie Sky. Bye-bye.